The trial of the George Fox Six commences at Lancaster Magistrates Court, or commenced at Lancaster Magistrates Court on Monday. Six student activists faced charges in a three-day trial arising out of an action which took place at Lancaster University last September. Protesters had gone into the George Fox building at the university to hand out leaflets and speak to people at the Corporate Venturing Conference, a networking meeting for multinational corporations. Speakers at the conference were drawn from controversial arms manufacturer British Aerospace Systems, Shell and other companies. The six have long histories of human rights abuses and environmental destruction. Police attended and told the protesters they were doing nothing wrong, but some months later they received summonses through the posts, the defendants seeking support at their trial. Students are calling for support of freedom of speech at Lancaster University. They had gone into the lecture theatre of the George Fox building to hand out leaflets, and the concerns were also raised about the commercialisation of university research. While delegates engaged some of the protesters in conversation, security removed others from the lecture theatre. The demonstration then continued outside. The police were called and told the demonstrators that they were doing nothing illegal. As we said, 5 months later, all six received a court summons for aggravated trespass. This is a criminal offence under the 1994 Criminal Justice Act and is defined as trespass with intent to intimidate, obstruct or disrupt a lawful activity. This carries a maximum sentence of 3 months imprisonment. But trespass is a civil offence, which means that the police need the university's approval to press charges, since only the university can decide if the protesters are trespassing. The students are understandably outraged and refuse to be intimidated. "I came to Lancaster University because of its reputation for free thinking," said one. "It has a duty to allow and even facilitate the expression of views opposing unethical companies and the university's involvement with them. It is wrong and in the long term counterproductive for an academic institution to ignore such concerns, let alone prosecute those who raise them." Another added, "It is particularly offensive to Quakers that the building which bears the name of their founders was used to house such a conference, when Quakers stand for free speech, fair trade and pacifism. The university has failed to grasp the wider implications of associations with unethical companies. On the one hand, it strives to promote fair trade goods and become a fair trade campus, while on the other, it actively builds links with companies associated with human rights and environmental abuse." And now a story, a solidarity picket in London. "I can think of other things I'd rather do today on my 19th birthday. I shouldn't have to be here having to plead for our lives, the lives of my family, my brothers and sisters. I shouldn't have to, but I do. This campaign has become our lives. This is a campaign to save our lives. My brothers and sisters' childhoods are being stolen from them." Flores Sucula. Flores Sucula of the Sucula Family Campaign will speak at a Labour Party fringe meeting at the Ashen Beach Room Quality Hotel in Brighton. This is the first national demonstration against Section 9 and deportations, which leads to families deemed to have failed in their asylum claim being denied state benefits, evicted, and maybe having their children taken into care. And the demonstration is being held in Bolton on October the 1st this Saturday. They have a variety of speakers from anti-deportation campaigns, successful and ongoing. Anmar Dita, who fought a six-year battle in the 1980s to reunite her family. Trades unions such as the NUT and the NUJ and Unison, as well as the editor of the Bolton Evening News. The demonstration is supported by Liberty, the human rights organisation, the National Union of Teachers nationally, and various branches of Unison. They're also holding this demonstration in solidarity with a similar demonstration in Glasgow, also against deportations, and a later demonstration in Cardiff against the Section 9, scheduled for the 22nd of October. Inquiries, if anyone would like to attend those demonstrations, check out Jason Travis of the Sucula Family Must Stay. You can call their telephone number, which is 0797 647 61881. That's 0797 647 61881. And they have a website, So get your pen and papers ready. The Sukula family must stay at www.irr.org.uk.